Watch, a weekly look at the United States Coast Guard in Alaska. In news this week, Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment Ketchikan personnel are working with responders to assess and mitigate pollution from the 60-foot Silver Bay 2 that reportedly sank at its moorings at the Wrangell Silver Bay logging sawmill along Zimovia Strait Tuesday. Containment boom has been mobilized around the site of the sinking, and the owner of the vessel has hired divers to conduct an assessment of the vessel and cap fuel tanks. Dive operations have been placed on hold due to weather, which has delayed the salvage company's transit and arrival time. Coast Guard personnel are on site and are working with the owner, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and other federal, state, and local agency partners to develop a response plan. The owner of the Silver Bay 2, a steel-hulled former tug now in private service as a recreational vessel, notified the Coast Guard Tuesday afternoon of the sinking. The vessel is reportedly sunk in approximately 120 feet of water with an estimated potential fuel load of 3,500 gallons of diesel fuel aboard. No one was aboard the vessel at the time of the sinking, and no injuries have been reported. Coast Guard pollution investigators conducted an overflight of the area aboard a float plane midday Wednesday and observed a sheen that extends a few miles away from the sunken vessel. The Coast Guard's primary concern is the safety of the responders as they work to mitigate any existing pollution and assess the vessel. Coast Guard personnel are on site with the responders to resolve the sinking with as little impact to the environment as possible and are communicating with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and all other partner agencies as they move forward. Weather in the area at the time of the report of the sinking was reportedly 17 to 23 mile per hour winds, with rain and an air temperature of 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Weather forecast for the area Thursday morning is reportedly 17 to 28 mile per hour winds, decreasing by afternoon, with periods of heavy rain. The cause of the sinking is currently unknown. Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment personnel in Kodiak conducted a successful commercial fishing vessel safety exam on the 100-foot Pacific Storm in Kodiak January 10th. All commercial mariners are reminded to contact their local Coast Guard unit to schedule their free exam to ensure the safety of their crew and the readiness of their vessel. Also January 10th, the Coast Guard medevaced an injured man from the fishing vessel Prowler near St. Paul. A Coast Guard MH-65 Dolphin helicopter crew from Air Station Kodiak, forward deployed aboard the Coast Guard Cutter Monroe, transported the man to emergency medical services in St. Paul after he was transferred to the Monroe from the Prowler. The crew of the Monroe was notified of an injury to the man's left eye by the crew of the Prowler, located 74 miles southwest of St. Paul, and launched a small boat crew to transfer the man to the cutter, to be examined by a health service technician aboard. The health services technician advised the man should be taken to St. Paul for further treatment. The case serves as an example of the versatility of Coast Guard assets serving in the Bering Sea and North Pacific. The crew of the Monroe and its embarked Dolphin flight crew provided a timely response to the crew of the Prowler and demonstrated the value of both sea and air assets. The Coast Guard maintains a medium or high endurance cutter equipped with an MH-65 Dolphin helicopter in the Bering Sea throughout the year to serve as a search and rescue and fisheries enforcement asset. The Monroe is a high endurance cutter homeported in Kodiak. Weather conditions at the time of the medevac were reportedly 11 mile per hour winds with calm seas and rain showers. The Prowler is a 109-foot vessel, homeported in Petersburg. Monday is designated as a day of service in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the nation's foremost recognized civil rights leaders. The recurring theme, A Day On, Not a Day Off, reminds the world community of Dr. King's vision of a beloved community, his belief that everyone has a role to play in making the United States and other nations what they ought to be. It resonates in community outreach programs that enhance preparation for employment, offer affordable housing, provide safe environments for children, and support our military service members, veterans, and their families. Throughout his life, Dr. King advocated service to all humanity and encouraged us to embrace the principles of nonviolence and equality, without regard to race, creed, or color. As we make progress in advancing this vision, each of us can honor the legacy through service and contribution to strengthening our own communities on Martin Luther King Day and throughout the year. Americans of all ethnicities and socioeconomic backgrounds can answer the nation's call to work together to eliminate barriers and endeavor to provide solutions to social issues. Every day, Coast Guard members dedicate their lives to assisting others. Many will volunteer on Martin Luther King's Day of Service, as they do throughout the year, at local schools, food banks, homeless shelters, and other locations in communities where they live and serve. So if you see a Coast Guardsman at a soup kitchen or in a parade on Monday, that's likely why they're there. All Coast Guard units and commands are encouraged to observe the National Day of Service and keep these principles alive throughout the year. For more information about volunteer opportunities and the legacy of Dr. King, please visit www.mlkday.gov or www.thekingcenter.org. That's all for this week. Stay safe, Alaska. For DeckWatch Radio, I'm Chief Petty Officer Sarah Moores. DeckWatch is produced by the Coast Guard 17th District. Theme music is provided by the Harbor Brass Ensemble in Kodiak, Alaska.